Felix Mendelssohn, whose full name was Jacob Ludwig Felix Mendelssohn Bartholdy, was born in Hamburg, February the 3rd, 1809, and died at Leipzig, November the 4th, 1847. His parents were in easy circumstances, and the boy's early musical training was thorough. He soon showed marked ability for composition and also as a pianist, for even when only 9 years old, he was able to perform in public, and as early as 1820, he was actively engaged in composition, producing in 1 year over 50 pieces. Mendelssohn composed the overture to A Midsummer Night's Dream in 1826, when he was but 17 years old. It is an astonishing proof of the young composer's mental maturity, showing no less mastery and finish of form than the remaining numbers composed 15 years later. Mendelssohn had every facility for becoming a great musician: natural talent, a refined musical home, and above all, was unhampered by the poverty that so blighted the lives of many great musicians. On March the 28th, 1837, Mendelssohn married Cécile Jeanne Renaud, daughter of a French Protestant clergyman. Their union was happy, and 5 children were born to them. Mendelssohn's works are voluminous and extremely versatile in character. He left no mark as a dramatic composer, although he long and eagerly sought after a suitable libretto. His greatest works are generally thought to be the oratorios, St. Paul and Elijah. Other important vocal works with orchestra are the symphony cantata, Lobgesang, and the ballad, Die Erste Walpurgisnacht, the first Walpurgis Night. Among his works for the pianoforte, we find many of his most beautiful melodies. Of these, the graceful spring song is perhaps the best known and most popular. Of his songs, A Fliegeln des Gesanges is also widely known. Its English title is On the Wings of Music. It is a most charming melody, as graceful in its swing and rhythm as any the composer ever produced. Heinrich Hensel made a considerable success in singing the great operatic roles of the Wagnerian music dramas at Bayreuth, and later came to the United States, where he was heard at the Metropolitan Opera House. The son of a manufacturer, Herr Hensel was born in Neustadt on October the 29th, 1874, and was destined for a commercial career. But finding music more to his taste, studied singing with Gustav Volter in Vienna, and later under Maestro Emmerich at Milan. He made his first appearance at the Stadttheater Freiburg in 1897, where he stayed 3 years, meeting with fair success. In 1900, he sang at the Frankfurt on Main Opera House as Lionel in Flotow's Martha. In 1906, he was engaged for the Imperial Opera at Wiesbaden, where he appeared in nearly all the great German operas.